Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Call to order this regular meeting of the Rango Borough Assembly. We'll begin with the pledge allegiance led by Assemblymember Don Konicki and an invocation by the Baha'i faith.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
O thou kind Lord, this gathering is turning to thee. These hearts are radiant with thy love. These minds and spirits are exhilarated by the message of thy glad tidings. O God, let this American democracy become glorious in spiritual degrees, even as it has aspired to material degrees, and render this just government victorious. Confirm this revered nation to appraise the standard of the oneness of humanity, to promulgate the most great peace, to become thereby most glorious and praiseworthy among all the nations of the world. O God, this American nation is worthy of thy favors and is deserving of thy mercy. Make it precious and near to thee through thy bounty and bestowal.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have no community presentation this evening, so we'll move on to item two, roll call.
Assembly members, Jack.
Here.
Privet.
Here.
McConaughey.
Here.
McCloskey.
Here.
Simon.
Here.
Stokes. Here. Mayor Maxwell.
Here. Item three, amendments to the agenda.
Move to amend the agenda of May 8, 2012 by adding to new business as item number 13I, discussion and appropriate action regarding the borough clerk's hiring process.
It's been moved that we have a second.
Second it.
Moved and seconded it. We have any discussion? Okay, here you want to pull up this.
Assembly member Stokes.
Yes.
Simon.
Yes.
McCloskey.
Yes.
McConaughey.
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Mayor
Maxson? Yes. Item four, conflicts of interest. Do we have any conflicts of interest to declare? Hearing none. Item five, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk, item 6A, 7A, and 7B.
It's been moved. We have a second. We've been seconded. We have a discussion. Okay, hearing none. Full vote, please.
Assembly members Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Still? Yeah?
Yes.
Mayor Maxson?
Yes. Brings us down to item eight, borough manager's report.
Just a follow-up to the written report. Lemonade Day was Saturday in Wrangell. It was a very successful day for all of the children that participated in the event. It was probably better that we did have it on Saturday instead of Sunday, because Sunday the weather was much, much worse. But we have them filling out some final paperwork, and we'll be able to report that back to you. Probably not in the next report, but the report after that, as far as how they did and what charities benefited from their donations. And then just a reminder that the downtown revitalization project status meeting is this Thursday at 10 o'clock here in Assembly Chambers.
Tim, did you have a chance to talk to Mike Ashton at all today about the those guys filling up those holes over there?
They actually did do some grading out on Front Street today, a little bit.
Okay. Right.
But yes, I did talk to Mitch. I didn't talk so much to Mike.
Right. That reminds me, this section right out here in front of City Hall, maybe we can get some rock down there at some point. It's getting kind of deep.
Spoke to him today.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay. Since we have limited through fares downtown, the ones that we do have, and that one's getting a lot of use also.
But well, that's kind of what I mentioned to Tim this morning too, which he was already on board with this whole thing. So, but just the fact that now that we're temporarily coming through the boat yard so much, you know, and normally when there's a little bit of traffic, who cares? But there's some huge holes. Like I saw one car almost like being sucked into the whole thing. It was small and compact. So, I mean, McGraw should be definitely doing a little, since that's they're temporary in and out, then do a little bit of fill. We're not asking to do too much, but that is certainly a more heavily trafficked area right now.
Well, also on the boatyard itself and the going through it, that, I mean, we should make sure that we get material on those holes and stuff like that, because we do have big pieces of equipment rolling through there that had nothing to do with this service job. It's, you know, private equipment like mine, as an example, has to go through there.
Right.
And it's pretty hard on equipment when you have these big holes and stuff. So if it's our responsibility, great. If it's not, if it's our responsibility, we need to get a grader down there and keep them graded out so that we have smooth transitions for people moving back and forth.
Okay, any other comments? Thank you for the Lemonade Day work that you did, Tim, and to the Southeast Conference and to the school district and everyone else in the community that participated in that. I mean, it was an important exercise for young members of the community to experience. So
I participated in a couple of chocolate chip cookies and some other chocolate things too. So it was good.
I love the way this dance looks.
Yeah.
It's really
cute.
Good.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Yeah, brownies, strawberry, lemonade. Yeah, all kinds of things.
Well, I had a granddaughter participate in Lemonade Day in Palmer.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was all over the state.
All right.
All right, we will move on to the borough clerk's file.
I gave everybody some upcoming dates to remember, and under the Alaska Constitution, Ordinance Number 2, Alaska Tennessee Plan. That's all I have for this evening. Are there any questions?
I just thought it was really kind of neat reading through this and the dates, you know, January the 3rd, 1963, 1961, 1959. It was just kind of a trip through history. It was kind of neat.
Very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion comments? Thank you, Christy. Item 10, Mayor, Assembly Reports and Appointments. We begin with 10A, Reports by Assembly Members. Do any Assembly Members have anything to report?
Just, we were talking about Lemonade Day, and to all the stands that I went to, I asked the kids questions, you know, and it was really, they not only had the concept of how they were doing their business, but they had the concept that they had to pay for their materials and all that sort of stuff, and the one gal was explaining to me what she was going to donate to, and then at the very end of it she says, but we have to pay for the wood first. And I thought, hey, you know, they've really got the concept. That's pretty good.
I was very impressed with it all. Reading it was. They just did great work there.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, I will be in Ketchikan on the 22nd of May, so I won't be here. Pam, you'll be.
I think I'm supposed to be gone too.
We can arrange for another dock collision.
No, please, I'll be here.
Part of our economic development strategy.
Oh, I'll be here.
Okay, yeah. I'll be in Ketchikan for a SEPA board meeting, and we're going to be interviewing some candidates for the CEO position, so filling David Carlson's shoes. We'll move on to item 10B, appointments to the Economic Development Committee and Planning and Zoning Commission. And we have one letter of interest from Dorothy Hunt Sweat, which you should all have a copy of for the Planning and Zoning Commission. And I would,
Your Honor, we also have one included in your agenda packet.
In the agenda
packet. Mr. Kippa Valvoda.
Yep.
For the PNZ. So we have two letters of interest for the PNZ, none for the EDC.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
And that was sent via email. It's in your agenda packet.
And we have one Planning and Zoning.
Yes.
Well, I will volunteer for the EDC committee.
Okay.
To fill out the locked over.
I will appoint you if there's no objection. Okay. And let's see. This. I'm going to go ahead and recommend Kippa. Okay. To the Planning and Zoning Commission to fill that spot, unless there's any objections. He's also a member of the Economic Development Committee. As a new person to town, an electrician. He seems really interested in getting involved, so.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Good deal.
Okay, we'll move on to item, and thank you, Bill, for taking us.
Well, the last time I did it, somebody else just jumped in immediately, so I'm hoping, I'm just hoping.
Your leadership is appreciated.
One on that one, too.
It's a one-trick pony there, man. I don't think it's going to work.
Probably not.
All right, 10C, appointment to a charter and code review committee. We have five spots and two letters of interest, one from, well, one from Dave.
Your Honor, at the last assembly meeting of April 24th, we had assembly members Jack, Privet, and McConaughey all stepping forward, being interested in being on the committee.
And assembly member Privet also submitted a letter to me.
And Dave submitted
his email.
Too, but
I haven't done it. I'll submit you one tomorrow.
Can I submit one tomorrow? To be honest,
I don't see why not, okay. Your Honor.
We'll have to notice it.
Yeah, if we have more than three, then it's a full notice meeting, and we'll have to be a quorum.
Never mind. Forget it. Yeah.
No, I was going to say I'll respectfully withdraw. And go ahead.
Okay. You just stepped in there
after writing an email and everything.
Hey, wow.
Hey, we have no letters of interest from community members. No. Okay. That's shocking.
I would just like to interject something. Assembly member Privet probably has the longest tenure of anybody on the assembly, and I think it's pretty important that someone of his tenure be on that committee.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I will do it, but I don't want to create a problem.
You won't create a problem. I'll be fine. You're good to go.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so we have assembly members Jack, McConaughey, and Privet back to that. Is that correct, assembly member McCloskey?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. And could you just coordinate schedules?
Yes.
Get that all looked
at. The first meeting will be in June. Pick a date.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on to item 11, persons concurred.
We have no one
in the courts here. We are talking about this.
Wow.
Please
let me
talk.
We will move on. No persons to be heard. We'll move on to item 12, unfinished business. We have no unfinished business. We'll move on to item 13, new business. 13.
Other than Main Street, you're right. There is no.
Yes. Yes. Item 13A, a proposed resolution. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the job description for the borough clerk.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Okay, move. We have a second.
I'll second.
Move aside into discussion. And I don't know, Christy, if you want to highlight anything in particular that you should.
Your Honor, Assembly members, I didn't bring this item forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, full vote, please.
Assembly members McConaughey.
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
Mayor Magnin?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting the Mayor's Memorial Project.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Do we have any discussion? I would just like to say it's nice to see this moving forward.
Yes. The design has been done by a local artist. The design has already been implemented, or is it just
ideas?
Okay. Great.
And
just like the note from the record. The board commission also adopted the resolution in support of this.
Yep. Can you tell us exactly also where it's going to be out there?
Greg Meisner, 212 Second Avenue. It's going to be in the Heritage Harbor boat launch, right up against far west, against the inside of the breakwater by the small boat launch there in that lot. And the only thing the Port Commission has chosen that's definite is the main structure, which will be
an octagon-shaped little lighthouse, about 28 feet across type of thing. And that's going to be like a gazebo-type structure with something in it eventually. It'll be like an eight-sided thing with four of the panels gone, four panels there, so it's able to walk in and out. And, but the design we have are a bunch of concepts, and we're just looking for these type of things to submit with myself and Carol Rushmore for looking for grants. That's it.
I think it's great.
And any of the concepts, do they have some kind of barricade to keep people from driving over it?
Well, the big
rocks
in front of them. Rocks
will stop them.
Yeah, we're going to leave those rocks across, but they kind of tie into the rest of the rocks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
There's no other discussion or questions. We'll hold over.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConkey?
Yes.
Mayor Matron?
Yes. Item 13C, consideration of partial vacation of an access and utility easement between lots 1 and 3, connecting to lot 2. RAL subdivision and vacation of utility easement between lots 2 and 3. RAL subdivision zone multifamily residential requested by Kay Larson and Kristen and Daniel Reed.
Move to approve the vacating of a 10-foot portion of the utility access easement between lot 1 and lot 3 and the utility easement between lot 2 and lot 3 of RAL subdivision as requested by the applicants.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote.
Assembly member Simon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConkey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Mayor Matson?
Yes. Item 13D, consideration of partial vacation of alley adjacent to Lot 19A, Winchester subdivision, and a portion of Lot 4, Block 5, and Lot 18B. Block 5, USS 1119, zone multifamily residential and commercial as requested by James and Laura Edens.
I would move to approve the vacation of the alleyway located adjacent to Lot 4, Block 5, U.S. Survey 1119 between Lot 4, Block 5, U.S. Survey 1119 and portions of Lot 2A and Lot 19A, Winchester subdivision, on the condition that Mr. Max Ansour is rerouted appropriately.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
And I didn't even know there was a little house down there.
It is. I'm quite happy that it's going to disappear.
Under discussion, there's only one thing that I would bring up, and Margaret Gordon's piece of property that's landlocked, is there is still access to that property. Is that correct for Main Street?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
I believe there is. Eagle. I just want to on record make sure that is the case.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. Any of the discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote, please.
Assembly member Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Simons?
Yes.
Mayor Manson?
Yes. Okay, item 13E. Consideration of rezone lot 4, block 5, USS 119 from commercial. 1119 from commercial to multifamily residential requested by James and Laura Edens.
Move to approve the rezone of lot 4, block 5, USS 1119 from commercial to multifamily residential.
Second.
Move and second. Do we have any discussion? Okay, hearing none, we'll vote.
Assembly members Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConkey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Mayor Matson?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of leases, lot 1 and 2, located on Mill Dock within Marine Service Center area.
I'd move to approve the following leases. Mill Dock, lot 1, Steve Thomason Jr., doing business as Alaska Special Seafoods, in the amount of $320 per month, and also Mill Dock, lot 2, Tony Masson, doing businesses, Mass Kill Seafoods, at $144 per month.
Move. Do we have a second?
Second.
Move and second. Any discussion?
An interesting business name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very. Mass Kill.
Okay, full vote, please.
Assembly members Privet?
Yes.
McConkey? Conkey?
Yes.
Moskowitz?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Stone?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Mayor Massey?
Yes. Item 13G, consideration and appropriate action relating to amendment number one to the existing integrated program management services contract with AHFD to allow for the performance of medical equipment planning and procurement.
Move to approve contract amendment number one, increasing the contract amount from $565,000 to $640,000.
We have a second.
Second.
We've been seconded. Discussion. Tim, do you want to elaborate on it?
What this does is allows for those services to be added to the AHFD contract. Originally, those were included in, they were going to be included in the component portions. And it was felt that it would be better and more open if those were pulled out and bid competitively through the AHFD portion.
Okay, hearing no other discussion, roll vote, please.
Assemblymember Conkey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
Mayor Maxim?
Yes. Item 13H, consideration and appropriate action relating to an amendment to the existing architectural services contract with DEJA to allow for the final coordination, bidding, and procurement of telecommunications and IT services.
Move to approve the contract amendment to DEJA to existing architectural services contract to allow for the final coordination, bidding, and procurement of telecommunication and IT services from $1,212,000 to $212,200 to $1,275,785.
It's been moved. We have a second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion.
Again, this this also amends their contract. Originally, the IT and the Or at one time, the IT and the computer was pulled out of the component portion. This would allow that to be bid separately.
Your Honor?
Yes.
Assemblymember McCloskey, you were raising your hand.
Yeah, you transposed the last number. That makes any big difference or nothing.
Oh, did I?
It should be $758, mm-hmm. Not $785.
Sorry.
Appreciate it.
Okay, the record will reflect that change. Any other discussion? Questions? Okay, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConkey?
Yes.
Mayor Maxson?
Yes. Item 13I, borough clerk hiring process discussion. Possible action. And you all should have a memo in front of you that was produced by the borough manager. I had a conversation with Christy today and thought based on the timeline we would need to amend the agenda and discuss this item, and asked him for some help in terms of kind of the HR process and what would be appropriate for us in terms of interviewing and hiring a replacement for our borough clerk, and he put this together with a recommended motion and a timeline.
We'll move to adopt the recommendation of the borough manager for the borough clerk hiring process.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on this item?
Your Honor, assembly members, the recommendation is a committee consisting of the mayor, myself, two members of the assembly, and the borough manager. So, is there any interest from the assembly?
And is everybody comfortable with that? So we would essentially make a recommendation. And not really with the intent of excluding anybody from that process, but just to expedite that process and keep it simple and efficient. And if there's more interest than just two people, we can do that as well. But we thought we'd start here.
Yes, and then also, too, the month of June, I plan to do all the training, so it'd be nice to have this behind us to begin the training Friday, June 1st. That's 1 month of training.
1 month of training.
Wow. I know it's kind of a tight schedule, but if we, have all that.
I'll volunteer.
So will I.
Okay, first come, first serve.
There you are. We got two volunteers.
All right, Assembly Chairman Stokes and Foskey, myself, you, and...
The borough manager. Yeah.
And, all right, well, any other discussion? Again, thank you for putting that together on short notice. This helped me tremendously and have a bit higher level of confidence that we're going through the process that will get us where we need to be. So, poll vote.
Assemblymember Simon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Cribbit?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCoskey?
Yes.
Mayor Matt?
Yes. 14, attorney's file. We have no attorney's file this meeting. Item 15, we have no executive session. Item 16, adjournment, and we'll adjourn at 7:26.